We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Glenn Gilbo joining us now, covering LSU for the USA Today Network, back here on Sports Talk. Glenn, how are you? How was your weekend?
Good. Busy weekend, but a good one.
So what's the latest as we stand right now with LSU and the lawsuits that have come out now based on the sexual misconduct of Les Miles and the two employees that were suspended for some time? Where do we stand on all this?
Well, I think right now, you know, LSU is continuing to not really cooperate in the best fashion. And I think what's next is they will likely be subpoenaed to appear before that Senate Select Committee, in which they did not appear before on Thursday. I think that's what's going to happen next.
So if they don't answer that subpoena, it's not a court of law, then what?
Well, the attorney for LSU, Winston DeCur Jr., he said that they will show if they're subpoenaed, most likely, and answer some questions, and then there will be some questions that he will advise them not to answer. But I expect them to show if they are subpoenaed. And, you know, they should have gone on Thursday. They should have all appeared on Thursday and done the same thing, answer some of the questions, not answer some of the questions, and it would have looked much better. And this is a lot about perception. And LSU's not doing a very good job at all as far as damage control with that perception.
Yeah, why are they so defiant about that?
Well, that's kind of how they've always been. I think, you know, they're used to just kind of being viewed like as if they're in their own backyard. But the whole nation is watching this, and if they don't realize that, they're blind. And they need to start realizing that more. I think part of the problem is they don't have a president right now. They have an interim president. And, you know, when you're an interim, you're not really doing the job. You're trying to get the job. And they're very rudderless at the moment. And I think they're circling the wagons instead of, you know, keeping everything within themselves instead of you know, cooperating more with the committee. I mean, when you only when the only person that shows up before a Senate Select Committee is your attorney, that's just not very wise.
Could Ed Ogeron be among those that are going to be subpoenaed?
Oh, I would think so, for sure. So he's not the biggest catch, if you will. I mean, I think the committee is more interested in testimony from Virge Ausberry and Miriam Seeger and some board members, the Title IX director, Jenny Stewart, who've been at LSU much longer than Coach Orgeron, because one of the issues of this is systemic failures from LSU, athletic department, campus, that really predates Coach Orgeron by quite a bit.
So who's the one they want to talk to the most? Who would you suppose that they really want to talk to?
I would say Virge Ausberry and Miriam Seeger, for sure, because according to the Hush Blackwell report, you know, they knew about some of the accusations against Darius Geis and Drake Davis and did not, you know, behave properly with good protocol involving the Title IX office, and that's why they were suspended. But the committee feels like they should have been fired, is my opinion.
When do you expect the subpoenas to be handed out?
Well, the session just began today at the state capitol, so those people are probably busy with some other things. But Amy Freeman, a state representative from New Orleans, she said that that is on the table, and so did Regina Barrow, a senator who is the head of the committee. She explained that they do have subpoena power at the end of the hearing on Thursday. She said that's also on the table. So I would think within the next week or so, they could possibly wait for LSU to get finished with spring football. That would help with any prior commitments.
What would you say?
Which, in the spring game is Saturday.
Right. What would you say, though, is the biggest thing that they're trying to, that aha moment or got you moment? What do you think that they're really driving for? Driving at?
Well, they want to ask questions, follow-up questions, because the statements the LSU officials and Coach O released, you don't get to ask follow-up questions. I would think, I'm guessing here, I would think a timeline, what they were thinking when they didn't do this or did this, just trying to get some facts, because, no one from LSU has really discussed any of this and have been asked about it, and it's about time that they do. They've done interviews with investigators, Hush Blackwell and so forth, but there just needs to be more light shined on it. I think the main thing where LSU really made its mistake was after this voluminous Hush Blackwell report was released on March 5th, that's when they needed to, I believe, and the committee, some of the people on the committee believe, Karen Peterson, that's when they should have fired Virge Ausberry and Miriam Seeger at that point. I think LSU just thought that they did this big press conference, they'd suspend them, and everything would go away. But they're not in their own backyard in Baton Rouge, You got the Department of Education is investigating. This committee is investigating. You've had another lawsuit since from Sharon Lewis. So they just – basically the committee wants to pick up where Hush Blackwell left off.
Terrible foresight from – they have no vision. And that's
exactly.
Glenn, when you think about it, they're the biggest state school, right? And I got to be honest. If I got asked this the other day, Glenn, and I think this does impact recruiting to a degree. This cloud here that's looming over them, I think impacts recruiting across all the sports. Do you agree?
I don't totally agree with that, because recruiting's funny. Those athletes are just looking for their specific needs at a school. Naturally, it'll make parents think twice. Recruiting usually isn't affected by anything, really, except losing or a coaching change or something like that, which I don't think that's going to happen with Coach O. But recruiting just seems to keep on going regardless of NCAA probation or controversies or anything. If you have a coach who can recruit, and it's not hard to recruit at LSU. I think the damage is bigger than that. I think alumni and people that go to LSU, LSU fans, I think a lot of them are really embarrassed. Donors are embarrassed by this. Of course, you have some who are just kind of circling the wagons and saying, oh, they're all wrong, they're just out to get us. But, that attitude is just really hollow in something like this. But you're right. They just seem like they think they're immune and above everything. And they need better damage control. They really miss a guy like Herb Vincent, who was excellent at damage control when he was at LSU. He's at the SEC office now, and he's probably glad he's there and not at LSU amid this. But they really don't have that damage control leader to help them make the right decisions. I mean, you show up at that meeting Thursday. Everyone should have shown up at that meeting Thursday, regardless of the Sharon Lewis lawsuit, which they kind of used to get out of it. But, oh, by the way, Ed Orgeron, Scott Woodward, Virge Osbury, Miriam Seeger had all decided they weren't going to that hearing before the Sharon Lewis lawsuit came out. So that tells you that that was kind of a fake defense there. And they could have gone to the hearing in unison and not answered all the questions, answered some of them, which is what they're going to do anyway when they get subpoenaed.
Glenn Gilbo, covering LSU for the USA Today Network, is joining us here on Sports Talk. And Glenn, so you mentioned the lawsuit filed against LSU. How long is that going to play out or take to play out? I mean, civil court is notoriously a long, long wait. And do you foresee a settlement perhaps?
You'd think there would have been a settlement. You see, that's another example of bad damage control by LSU. According to Sharon Lewis, she tried to meet with Scott Woodward, and he refused to meet with her, in Sharon Lewis's words. And we haven't heard that from Scott Woodward, but that wouldn't surprise me at all, because he rarely meets with anyone, really, outside of the inner sanctum of LSU. But, you know, they should definitely meet with her now. Attorneys on both sides could plea bargain. That could be a quicker remedy. But I don't know. If you look at that lawsuit, and as LSU's lawyer said, it's a messy affair. I think Sharon is poised to go through with it, and that could take some time for sure.
Glenn, it sounds like in situations like this in the past, at least, somebody ends up losing their job, or some bodies, and I mean that, you know, plural. So, quite a few people. Do you think Scott Woodward is in jeopardy of losing his job at the end of this?
Well, no, I don't think so, because he kind of got in on this. He's only been the athletic director since 2019. A lot of this is systemic. You know, Miriam and Verge have been there.
I'm more or less, Glenn, I'm more talking about the lawsuit against LSU, in which
I think he hasn't been around long enough, because this has been going on for some time. I mean, the parts of Sharon Lewis's lawsuit stem back to well before Coach Orgeron and Woodward were at LSU. And Virg and Miriam have been there for a very long time. I think LSU really blew it when they didn't make some personnel changes soon after the Hush Blackwell report was released. I think LSU, as they often do, they thought this big press conference would just end everything, and that's not how it happened. U.S. Department of Education launched two investigations. This select committee got involved, and that's what happened, because this is not some little backyard affair by LSU. The world's watching this, and LSU should have already realized that a while back.
I'm going to throw you a curveball here, Glenn. So I'm sure you heard about this Netflix movie or series that's going to run based on Sean Payton's season in 2012 where he was – he was suspended by the league, and Kevin James is going to play Sean Payton. Who would you cast as Sean Payton? Because Kevin James, for me, is not the one.
I would not cast Kevin James. I don't know what they're thinking there. That's ridiculous. I mean, he doesn't look anything like him. Sean was a quarterback in pro ball. I mean, he was in the strike league, strike torn season. He played college football, so that's not a good move there. But who to play Sean Payton? Wow, that's a good one. Trying to think, maybe a younger Kevin Costner.
Yeah,
could have played him. Costner when he was about in Bull Durham age. I don't know. Who do you think?
I'm torn. Mark Menard at Master Control brought up a great one. Who is it again, Mark?
Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
Well, oh, gosh. But, you know, a good actor could really make that movie work because, I mean, Sean Payton has a lot of personality. He's a real smart guy. You know, and every now and then he has a little flare-up for a good actor. And, you know, I'm intrigued what that movie would be. But, I mean, I watch King of Queens all the time. I mean, it's one of my favorite shows.
Oh, no, Kevin James is funny.
Yeah, but he's an offensive line. He's a line, you know?
Yeah.
And there's no way he's Sean Payton. And, you know, he's funny. You know, Payton can be funny at times, but Payton's more of a – you know, he's a hard ass, you know, like Saban. You know, you would need a tough guy to play him.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Glenn, thank you so much for the time, man.
All right. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.